NASCAR News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The National Weather Service says up to 8 inches of snow is forecast for parts of the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast on Sunday.
Accumulations generally anywhere from like 2 inches on the low end to like 8 inches on the high end. Still a little bit of uncertainty on exactly where that maximum swath of snowfall will be. Right now, it looks like the highest totals will be just north of Interstate 95. And that's where we have the better chance of seeing some totals more in that like 5 to 8 inch range.
President-elect Trump about to encounter some of that cold weather as he leaves his home in Florida today, makes his way to the Washington, D.C. area for a host of events leading up to Inauguration Day on Monday. And as Greg Clarkson reports, he's made a lot of promises for what he'll do on his first day in office.
Trump will become the 47th president after his swearing in on Monday, and he has told the country he plans to take immediate action. Among his day one promises, launching the largest deportation in history, closing the border, imposing higher tariffs on imported goods, and signing pardons for January 6th riot participants. He's told lawmakers to expect more than 100 executive orders out of the gate. Greg Clugston for Inauguration 2025.
Some new drugs selected for Medicare's price negotiations.
The Biden administration says popular weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy have been added to Medicare's list of medications that will be negotiated directly between the government and drug manufacturers. The price negotiations for the additional 15 drugs will be handled by the incoming Trump administration. It almost assures billions of dollars in savings for taxpayers. Ozempic and Wegovy are made by Novo Nordisk, which is based in Denmark and has U.S. headquarters in Plainsboro, New Jersey. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
This is SRN News. There's a new report out on religious violence in Nigeria.
It's pretty shocking. 10,000 Christians murdered over the course of 2 years. Global Christian Relief has been adding up the numbers in Nigeria from November of 2022 through November of 2024, and it's worse than ever. Two Muslim terror groups are active in Nigeria, and they've made it their explicit goal to kill every Christian in the country or drive them all out, ushering in a Sharia state. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The leader of a prominent European Jewish organization says authorities across Europe need to immediately take action against a precipitous rise in anti-Semitism. He says it's been driving thousands of Jews to abandon the continent. Rabbi Menachem Margolin is chairman of the European Jewish Association and points out that some 40,000 Jews have already left Europe with no intention of returning as a result of the uptick in anti-Semitic sentiment. This is SRN News. Julie Walker reports TikTok says it plans to go dark unless it gets clarity following the U.S. Supreme Court ruling.
TikTok says it will have to go dark Sunday unless the Biden administration assures the company it won't enforce a shutdown of the app. This follows Friday's unanimous Supreme Court ruling upholding a law by bipartisan lawmakers to ban TikTok unless it's sold by its China-based parent company. At issue, national security risks over TikTok's ties to China. The Biden White House saying it will leave enforcement of the law to the incoming Trump administration. TikTok saying unless they get a statement from the current administration assuring non-enforcement, they'll go dark Sunday, which would mean no new downloads of the app in the U.S. or updates, as well as technical disruptions. I'm Julie Walker.
A booming day for cryptocurrency on Friday, as the incoming Trump administration is bullish on crypto. This is SRN News.